Now, closely associated with the idea of a ladder, or a staircase, or a tree, is the idea, or rather the image, of the central point. In all the traditional, in all the legendary accounts of the Buddha's enlightenment, he's represented as gaining enlightenment sitting on what is called the Vajrasana. Now, the Vajrasana literally means the diamond seat. Sometimes it's translated the diamond throne. And the diamond, the Vajra, the Dorje, in Buddhist tradition always represents the transcendental element, the transcendental base, the metaphysical base, if you like. And according to tradition, this Vajrasana, the spot where the Buddha sat when he gained enlightenment, was the center of the universe. One can compare this with the corresponding Christian tradition that the cross stood on the same point, the same spot, as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, from which Adam and Eve had taken the apple and eaten it. And both of these, that is to say both the cross and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, according to Christian legend and myth, stand on a spot or a point representing the exact center of the world. So what does all this mean? What does this centrality in the world, in the cosmos, of the Vajrasana, the diamond seat or the diamond throne mean? It means, it suggests, or it represents, that enlightenment consists in adopting a position of centrality, as we may call it. And this centrality, which constitutes enlightenment, this metaphysical or transcendental centrality, is the same thing, or amounts to the same thing, as the union of opposites about which we've already spoken. Now, we can go on in this way almost indefinitely. Now, the scriptures, the traditional biographies and so on, are full of material of this sort, which has not, unfortunately, so far been explored in this sort of way. In a forthcoming book, in my Three Jewels, An Introduction to the Study of Buddhism, I've dealt slightly with this aspect of the Buddha biography, but only slightly, not in very great detail.